Over a long period of time, this will all kind of grow up and kind of be just almost as nice as the gathering place. It's just beautiful with all the trees.
Same folks, right? So it'll tie in nicely.
Everything ties in. You know, Michael Van Valkenburg's responsible for the design of the bridge, and Schloss Bergermann, which is a German engineering company based out of New York City. That's the team that's engineering and doing the architecture. And so, yeah, so everything will tie in. It'll almost feel like an extension of the gathering place all the way over here to the West Bank. You can see as you look down this bridge column set here, you know, it's kind of got the curve going all the way to the north. So that makes it unique. But the old bridge and new bridge, they land on the East Bank and West Bank at exactly the same spot.
It gives it a lot of more visual interest.
It really does. When you're walking on it, you're gonna see down, like from this point, you're gonna be pointed toward downtown. Then you'll curve around, you'll see the gathering place. And then vice versa, when you're on this side, you'll see, you know, kind of the northern section and the downtown, and then you'll curve back around.
Now, it's been a couple of years since this whole conversation started. Let's do a little history on...
It's been like 7 years.
Right.
Yeah. We worked on this project for a very long time. The city and the county... actually, the county leading at the time worked on designing for the low water dam for a long time. The bridge conversation, you know, is really maybe a almost 5 year conversation. But the low water dam's been a long time coming.
Yeah. I remember with the bridge starting, there was a competition and the decision on the design and everything. And then there were some changes. What will we see changed from what was announced as the final rendering?
Well, So we had that competition when Mayor Bynum first came into office, and Michael Van Valkenburg and Schloss Bergermann's design was chosen. The design is basically the same design. The only things that we've built the bridge with a list of ad alternates. We have architectural lighting that lights these arches and these fins below. And then we have bridge deck LED lighting, which is an ad alternate. Then we have some artistically created benches that are on the bridge deck itself. We have the bifurcation of bike lanes and pedestrians across the bridge deck. We made the bridge deck 18 feet wide instead of 16, so that added a bit of cost. And then we had an ad alternate for shade across the top. And then the last was some enhanced handrails. So the mayor's been funding, he's been fundraising to raise money for some of these ad alternates. So now the mayor has raised $7.25 million, which allows us to basically get all the ad alternates for the bridge. The only one that we've been unable to raise money for is the shade structure that goes over the top. And that's about an $8 to $10 million ad alternate. And so the bridge is designed to handle a shade structure. So at any point in time in the future that we want to add shade, we can come back and add it. We started actually putting arches in place in August, very end of August, early September. So this has been pretty quick. And all of these arches, they come in half sections, and they come on this really giant, there's only one of them in the world, giant flatbed truck. And that travels about 400 miles from St. Louis all the way down here. Hillsdale Steel Fabricators, they build the arches in their factory in St. Louis, and then they load the half pieces. It comes one half piece at a time from St. Louis to here. And then they offload it down here in this voided area, and then they go back and pick up another piece. So they come in two pieces, and then they construct them, and you can see the giant scaffolding with those two hydraulic what look like pipes, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what's holding those two pieces up. And when they get them put up, then they weld. And in total, both in the fabrication shop and here on site, they'll weld about 6.5 miles worth of welds on this whole bridge.
Goodness.
And that's amazing.
So from the moment that both pieces get here to, you know, one section is up, how much time does that take?
Roughly, I mean, depending on timing, it could, by the time it leaves there, gets here and gets put up, it's probably about 2.5 weeks. You know,
it's so pretty fast, really.
Pretty quick, yeah. It's just the matter of getting them all built and getting them here and on site. That's what really takes the most amount of time. Basically, the entire bridge is about 1,400 feet in length. So it's a pretty long bridge. It's longer than our old one. The total weight of the bridge is 2,775,289 pounds. So that includes all the concrete and all the steel, which is really, that's really the bulk of it, concrete and steel. So there's 11 of these arch spans that span the entire length of the bridge. And each of them are 120 feet, and each of them weigh approximately 210,000 pounds. Whether it's sailing or canoeing, rafting, you know, it'll be a safer place for people to be.
People always, you know, joke about the beautiful Arkansas River with no water. This is going to change the landscape up north of here, right?
Totally. And so it raises the level of the dam 3 feet. So now you'll have a much fuller lake area, Zinc Lake, all the way up to the I-244 bridge and just around by where New Block Park is. And the other thing about this is, if you notice how much lower these middle gates are, so what'll happen is, when we have high river events, we lower all the gates and it'll flush all the sediment through. Before, we had to excavate a lot of sediment out of here when we demoed out, because basically the old gates didn't lay flat. And so the sediment would build up behind the dam and fill up the lake, you know, just 6 inches underneath the surface of the water. It was basically ground.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll open it all up. So a lot better for, for the beautification of the river.
So you mentioned the trees and everything that are going to go over here. Is there a bigger view for activity on this side?
Totally. There's a lot more open area, that people will be able to take advantage of. I'll tell you, the best view will be, we still have 5.25 acres of the gathering place to finish. So basically from John Williams Way, everything that's on the west side of Riverside Drive, all the way down to about the north side of the south bump out. So where you see the transition of see the green grass to the left, and they see a fence kind of to the right. And then so all of that area gets completely redone. That's 5.25 acres of added space at the gathering place. We have the north Lake Quick Trip Great View Lawn that'll be completed. And that'll be another place in the park where we can have concerts, movies in the park. It'll be a great place to watch the Boone River fireworks off of the 23rd and 21st Street Bridge. Of course, anywhere on the Gateway Bridge will be great too. And we have a big, huge, if you've been to the Gathering Place and you've seen the Four Seasons with the big rock towers and walls,
yeah.
We are building a huge rock tower and wall system that the actual bridge lands on. And then it has a rock plaza area that's really large where, you know, you can meet folks and kind of assemble and then come across the bridge. And then there's the McElroy Rocky Point, which will stick out. It'll be a great viewing area for the flume and for all the kind of in-river activity that'll take place. So I think accessibility to the river is something, you know, we've always talked about as a community. And, you know, with this work being completed, the low water dam, the Gateway Bridge, and the 5.25 acres with the new lower trail, that's really going to open up people being able to get down to the river's edge.
So we're looking at all this being done.
So we're flipping everything in at the end of February here in 22. The bridge will be complete in the early part of 2023, so about the January, February, March time frame. The low water dam is to complete about mid-year next year in 23. And then the part of the gathering place that has to be completed will be sometime in mid-23 as well.
Okay. So the bridge will look like the structure is up for a while, but it won't be done.
Well, we're working. That's a good question. We're working right now to fast track all of the plaza area. So while the bump out and the mid area of the park, the 5.25 acres, might not be complete, we're hoping to be able to get enough of the plaza open and connected to the River Parks trail system that you'll be able to use the bridge, and you'll actually see the rest of the construction for 6 months being completed.
So that'll, people can walk across this next year. Probably.
We're real hopeful that we can get that connection done early in 23.
I remember when you and I drove around on just dirt over there, what became Gathering Place, and how cool it is today to see what it is. Similar thing now. Just talk about the transformation from Gathering Place to this addition, what it means for this part of town and Tulsa as a whole.
I think, you know, people love to be around water, and there's a certain pride with river parks, and, you know, it's always the top rated park in the city. And, you know, whether you're taking a walk or you're bringing people from out of town, you know, you always kind of find yourself along the river's edge. And I feel as a community, you know, there's been such an embrace of the Gathering Place and what it kind of means for the community and the point of pride for folks. And I think the new bridge and the low water dam and having a full lake is only going to enhance that experience and really make people excited about what this means for the community. And it'll also, I think, be an economic driver. You know, we've already got a lot of enhancement with a new apartment complex down here on Denver and Riverside. There's a lot of enhancements that can happen commercially up and down the river too. So I think a lot of that kind of stuff is going to start to kind of evolve. The area between Gathering Place and downtown is already starting to turn over. There's a brand new hotel there on Veterans Park. There's a couple of other projects contemplated up and down 21st Street. So I think commercially, you know, you'll start to see infill, both housing and hotels and retail, office. And I think all that is going to be a strong economic driver for our community.